BlueHeronAnderson.com.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit BlueHeronFood.com for menu and more information.
Mice and rats are more active and bigger nuisances this time of the year. They want to be cozy in your home where it's nice and warm. We're here to kick them out. At Clark's, we specialize in keeping them where they belong. Call today to schedule an assessment on your home for rodent activity and possible entry points. Don't forget that we have one of the most detailed pest control services in the industry and also offer termite and wildlife control services. Call 864-233-2847 or visit clarkspest.com today.
Diamonds and Gold Direct in Anderson has been named Anderson's best jewelry store 5 years in a row. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. See their specials of the month featuring diamonds, emeralds, and cultured pearls. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
Walt Up Tula, Road Rage, we are back. Let me tell you about My Garage. And by the way, what the holidays mean at My Garage. You need to schedule your appointment today to service your car and have it safe and ready before you head home for the Thanksgiving holiday or for the holidays in general. Look, last year, unfortunately, they had to actually turn some students away because they waited until the last minute to service their cars. So what they're advising you is, if you're going to be traveling home for the holidays, make sure you do it safely. Make sure you get into My Garage early. They don't want to have to turn anyone away, especially students. So make sure you get in right now. You're up against it. We're right there. I mean, you know, look, there's no better procrastinator on earth than me. That's what I like live to do. But what they're telling you is you can't do it regarding this. They don't want to turn you away. They want to make sure you're safe. No one does it like My Garage. Make sure you get in now. Call and set up your appointment to have your vehicle serviced at My Garage. Their team is incredible. Over 100 years combined experience. They work on every make and model. They're well known for their work with the exotics, but they work on any make and model, and they absolutely welcome you students to get your vehicles in. You know, they care about family. They want to make sure all of you guys and girls get home healthy. So get to My Garage early. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer. They sell Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, many others. Complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name. With oil changes, you get a 32-point inspection if you mention my name. 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson, 864-633-5800. 864-633-5800. So do yourself a favor, students. Call and set up your appointments right now. You're traveling home for the holidays. Call and make sure you're good to go. On my way home last night, I was listening to the Mark Childress show, and they were discussing Chase Young and his importance, and I called to discuss it with him on my way home. I was listening to the show, as you should, and I was driving, as I said, I was driving home, and I heard the Chase Young discussion. I wanted to get in on it because I think Chase Young is of the utmost importance to Ohio State's run. If they did not have Chase Young, they're not winning the title. Is he the most important player on their field, on their team? No. Justin Fields is the most important player because he's the quarterback. But don't lose sight of what Chase Young is. Chase Young is Jadeveon Clowney. That's who he is. maybe even better. He may even have more burst off the edge than Clowney did. I mean, he missed the last game against Maryland. He still has 13 and a half sacks. Wisconsin, who's known for their offensive line play, couldn't block him at all. I think he had 4 sacks in that game. He totally changed the game. You heard Taj Boyd on with me all the time. Taj talks about, you know, his PTSD basically from going up against Jadeveon Clowney, how much Clowney changed those games, what a factor he was. That's what this cat is. And now they move him all around. That Wisconsin game, they moved him all around. They had him line up at middle linebacker at times. That's his athletic versatility. I mean, you're talking about a pterodactyl. You're talking about a guy who changes every... And furthermore, the one area of concern I would have about Ohio State, despite the fact they may have the top cornerback taking the draft, is their secondary, because I haven't seen enough. It hasn't been tested yet. But he is so good at affecting the quarterback, not just the sacks, all the times the near sacks, the pressures. He is so good at affecting the quarterback that he helps insulate your secondary. And if he's lost, you're not the same team. Furthermore, there's this. I'm a big believer that these teams like Ohio State and Clemson can basically coast through their year against 95% of their opponents, and you're going to win. And so when, you know, it's like that first year when Clemson had all the trouble with special teams, and all year long I warned that I thought it was going to be a problem. People said, oh, well, it's no problem. And I said, no, not against Wake Forest, but it's going to be a problem at the end. And it was. I'm not talking about what a Clemson or an Ohio State can do during the regular season against most of the teams they face. Sure, they're good enough to get by without him. But what you're not good enough to do is you're not good enough to beat a team that looks like you without him. Because these games are ultimately won by players. And it's not the role players who win these games. It's the elite players. It's the elite players that win these games on the biggest stages. It's those guys that make a difference. And it may be one play. It may be at winning time when it's an even game and the other team is driving and Chase Young sacks your quarterback for a 12-yard loss and the ball rolls out and Ohio State recovers it. And there it is. There's the game. He's that level of player. It would be like Clemson not having Isaiah Simmons. Now, Clemson doesn't need Isaiah Simmons to beat Wake Forest, but they need him to beat Ohio State. Because it's that level of player that will be able to perhaps mirror a Justin Fields. And that's why I think it was enormous news for Ohio State when Chase Young was found out what his penalty is and essentially is going to be reinstated after the Rutgers game. I think it is the most significant news. Look, I thought him going down was the most significant negative news about a team in the entire playoff era. In the entire playoff era. You know, even more so than a Dexter Lawrence. Because I think he impacts the game in so many ways. I mean, look, he may be the number one pick in the draft. If it's a non-quarterback team at number one, he'll be the number one pick. If it's a team that needs a quarterback, they'll go that route. But other than that, he's going to be the number one pick in the draft. That's his level of dominance. I mean, he's an absolute freak. Think Clowney at South Carolina, and again, maybe with an even better burst. That's how important he is. So make no mistake about it. Ohio State getting Chase Young back is of enormous consequence. Again, not with whether they could beat a Maryland, but with whether they could beat a Clemson. That type of thing. How they would match up against a Clemson or an LSU. I mean, just think about LSU. The one thing I've said is, Stephen P., I'm coming right to you. The one thing I've said about Ohio State is I'm still a little unsure of the back end because they haven't been tested. It's my way of thinking. Even though you have one cornerback who might be the first cornerback taking the draft. But against an LSU that is going to drop back and throw it as frequently as they are, Chase Young is vital for an Ohio State to try and beat that football team. Because when we get to that point, we get to the point on the biggest stage, the biggest games, it's the stars that matter. It's those guys that make the plays. And that's not to in any way discount or disparage what a Hunter Renfro did in making big plays against Alabama. But quite frankly, the perhaps the misnomer there was the failure to view Hunter Renfro as a star. Stephen P., how are you?
Hey, Walt. Doing fine. Hope you are, man.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen P. Hey, appreciate you getting in.
Clemson and Wake are playing this weekend, and I'd really like to talk about the Clemson-Wake Forest game, but there's not a whole lot to talk about with Clemson these days. You know they're going to roll, so I'm going to move along. Clemson's going to beat Wake this weekend. I don't know if we cover that spread because of it being senior day and all.
Yeah, but you know, the unfortunate thing there, the really unfortunate thing is this was the game that we were going to get to talk about in depth. This was the most interesting game on the schedule. Now, people can disparage that. They can joke about that. They can say whatever they want. But Wake Forest was a ranked football team with an NFL quarterback and NFL receivers and talented running backs and one of the best offenses in all college football. They're averaging like 600 yards a game. They were a threat. They were going to score more points against Clemson than any other team did this year. This is the first week there was actually going to be a lot to talk about. And then their two best receiver weapons were knocked out.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I was kind of looking forward to it, to be honest with you. But they lost last week, which lost some juice for them, and then they lost their two receivers. So it takes a lot of juice away from the game.
Which is why they lost last week. And not having, you know, Washington at 6'5", and the challenge that he represents athletically, but above all, Surratt, who is, as I've said, the best catch point receiver in America. Nobody even remotely close at the catch point. You know, he doesn't run away from people. He beats you at the point of the catch because he climbs higher, he wants it more, and he's just unbelievably physical at the catch point. And that's why no one has been able to cover him all year. No one. I mean, well, everyone's covered him. No one stopped him. You know, and so that's an enormous loss. I mean, they weren't going to win anyway, but what they were going to do was they were going to score 24, 27 points, and we were at least going to have something to really discuss.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I feel badly for both those guys, but there's nothing I can do about it, and Clemson's going to roll now, so, you know, let's just bring on the playoff, beat those Gamecocks and bring on the playoff. But you were talking earlier. I've got two upset picks I'm going to give you here in a minute, Walt. You're not going to agree with either one of them. But before that, I heard you talking earlier about the the ESPN pundits and whatnot conditioning us with the three SEC team talk to get two in.
Right.
I'll tell you what else they're doing. They're also trying to set that thing up to where the two best teams are going to play each other in the semifinal. Clemson and Ohio State are going to play in the semifinal because they're trying to set it up to where two SEC teams are going to play in the semifinals, so they make sure that they get an SEC team in the championship. They're doing both those things. They're conditioning us with that. I agree with you totally on that. And they're also trying to work it to where it's going to be an SEC team in the championship, no matter how you slice it. So that's just my opinion.
Okay.
But
my pick.
And when I look at it, I can see it, you know. Now, there's a lot of football left to be played.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I'm going to get to right now. This weekend, Walt, my first upset pick, and I've mulled this, and I said, they're not going to beat them. But then I was like, all the signs point to this could be an upset. I think Ole Miss might beat LSU this weekend because LSU's coming off that Bama game. Ole Miss needs the game for a bowl. They're 4-6 right now. The game is at Ole Miss. It's a rivalry game, but this year it's much more of a rivalry game to Ole Miss than it is LSU because LSU's thinking, you know, they've got a bigger picture. And the most important part is LSU does not need this game this weekend. They could lose this game 30-0, and they could still get in the playoff because all they have to do is go win the SEC. They could lose this game and still win the SEC. I just think a lot of outside things are going to influence this game, and I think it's going to be really close. And since I think it's going to be really close, I'm just going to go ahead and say, yeah, I think Ole Miss might pull off an upset this weekend. What do you think?
Stephen P. Ramona also calling from Happy Hour.
Well, that's why they call them upset.
Yeah, I know. It's an upset, all right. What's the line on that game? I don't even remember seeing that game on the line. Oh, here it is. It's 21. Well, you know what? Mississippi actually played pretty well at Auburn, and they are playing better football. There's no question. You're right that LSU is off a huge emotional game. There's no question about that. And refocusing might be a little bit of a challenge. Look, if you told me that you liked Mississippi plus the 21, I could see that. I
definitely think that.
Yeah, I just don't see him winning the game. I just think LSU is too potent, too good at what they're doing right now to lose to Ole Miss. I think that would be.
I understand all that, but it's like you say, 18 to 22 year olds.
Yeah, that's true.
Told how great they are.
You want to tell me again? You want to tell me? You want to tell me 34-21 or 34-24? LSU doesn't really look good. I'll buy that. But you're calling for the outright upset, so you're on tape.
Well, yeah. Well, that's why I did it.
Yeah,
I
want there you go. Record. You want the credit.
I'll call you and tell you how dumb I was next week if it doesn't work out. But and the other one more.
55-7.
I'm going to give you a preview for this one, just in case. No, it's not going to be 55-7. It's not. There are too many outside influences
yeah,
of that game.
Yeah, I know. I heard you.
Hey, I'm the one that told you North Carolina was going to give Clemson a hard time. Remember that?
Yeah.
So. Nobody saw that coming either. Yeah. But in a couple of weekends, Ohio State's going to roll into Ann Arbor undefeated.
Yeah.
And 50 years ago, Ohio State rolled into Ann Arbor undefeated, and everybody thought they were going to win that game. I think Michigan's going to upset Ohio State in a couple of weeks. That's my other one. There are just a lot of things coming together. I haven't seen Ryan Day coaching a big game yet. And you can say Wisconsin, you can say Penn State, but those are home games. I want to see him coach, and If he beats Michigan at Michigan, then I'll start believing. And I know Ohio State's more talented this year. You're right. They're one of the two best teams. Clemson and Ohio State are the two best teams. But I can just see Ryan Day going in there, his first big game.
Yeah.
We haven't really seen it yet. And Jim Harbaugh's foaming at the mouth because Urban Meyer's not there anymore.
Yeah.
And I think Harbaugh put all of his eggs in two baskets this year. I think he put it in Notre Dame and Ohio State. And I think he showed that against Notre Dame, the way they beat them down.
Well, look, I don't know that it's necessarily putting all their eggs in those baskets. What I think it is Michigan, you have a new offensive structure this year, and I think it's finally coming around, and they're playing way better football than they were at the start of the year. And I've been suggesting for a while that I think this is Ohio State's biggest danger spot. It's not Penn State. This is even before Penn State lost. It's this game. I mean, because Michigan went up to Penn State, and they outplayed Penn State in the second half of that football game. And quite honestly, they had Penn State on their heels at the end of that game, and they probably should have won that football game. I mean, I thought I had picked Penn State in that game straight up, but I thought they had clearly taken control of the game, and Penn State was just hanging on at the end and surviving those, you know, with their backs to the goal line. But and then they took that and they used it as a jumping off point to beat Notre Dame's brains in. I mean, they crushed Notre Dame. You know, Georgia was in a last-minute game with Notre Dame. Michigan destroyed Notre Dame, beat them by 30-something points in a game that wasn't that close. So, I think there's no question that's going to be Ohio State's biggest test, and absolutely they could lose that game.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe that receiver dropped that ball on fourth down in that Penn State game.
Yeah.
At second and 10 in the second quarter, I see it, but your focus has to be heightened at that point, you know?
Yep. Yeah,
but anyway, those are my two calls, Walt.
All right.
LSU's going down this weekend, and then Michigan over Ohio State in a couple of weeks. I wanted to give you that one just in case.
I like it.
Just in case I forgot about it later.
Yeah.
All right, dude, I know you got a good break.
Thanks.
I'm out like the playoff committee's integrity.
There you go. It's Mike and Go Blue as soon as we return. You want to get in, 654-7627. A ton of things to come on today's show, including a episode of Roadrageous Moments in History, which you will not want to miss. We'll get to the Carolina Lions Bank. You pick 'em games. Brad Brownell joins me at 6:05, so jam-packed as always. Quick break.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Anderson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-GO and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-GO cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your own EZ-GO or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of convenient game day rental packages and free demos available, too. Don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rnrgolfcarts.com.
Hey Tigers, this is Leighton Cubbage with Lakeside Lodge Clemson, the area's first luxury condo hotel. Lakeside Lodge is a Clemson fan's dream, being surrounded by fellow Tigers with easy access to Death Valley. Our team is going all in to bring Lakeside Lodge to you with the best views, amenities, and location Clemson has to offer. Schedule a hard hat tour today or come see us at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Opening soon, Lakeside Lodge, a one-of-a-kind development for a one-of-a-kind town.
Did your little ghouls leave chocolate and pumpkin guts behind on your carpets and rugs? Get cleaned up for the holidays with Zero Res. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129 and a free hallway. Call now at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
Tom's Barbecue is proud to announce the opening of their second location, Greer. You can now get your barbecue fix in their new location on Wade Hampton Boulevard. Same menu and hours, but open through dinner until 8 p.m. every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and conveniently located near you. Bring the family and friends to come see what all the hype is about at Tom's Barbecue. Their signature cheer wine sauce will keep you coming back for more. Visit them at 217 West Wade Hampton Boulevard, Suite G, or their flagship restaurant off Garlington and Woodruff Road in Greenville.
Hey guys, it's time for the Toyo Tires Fall into Autumn promotion going on right now at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase 4 qualifying passenger or light truck tires and receive an instant rebate of up to $80. That's right, instant rebate. No waiting, straight off the invoice. So get a set of Toyo Open Country QTs for the wife's SUV or a set of Toyo Open Country MTs for your cowboy Cadillac. Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 or check them out at pendletontire.com.
Truck savings continue at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers rest. Listen to this. A 2019 F-150 XL with 20-inch wheels and SYNC 3 system. MSRP is $44,035. George Coleman Ford has it at just $31,950. That's savings, people. Never any hidden fees. Just top-rated customer satisfaction for nearly 90 years. George Coleman Ford.
Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Offer good through 1-2-2020.
It is officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Good to see you doing so well. Really, it is.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Thanksgiving will be here in a few weeks, and of course you want to look your best. Christmas right around the corner. Call the help there. Sam lost 20 pounds, got off his high blood pressure medicine in just 30 days. They can do the same for you. In fact, if you don't reverse your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, or IBS in just 30 days, they'll give your money back. Don't worry about giving up carbs, fast food, or going to the gym. You don't have to. And the skepticism. Go to iDareMe.com. iDareMe.com or call 1-877-IDEAR-ME, 1-877-IDEAR-ME. Do it today. You will thank me later. Hey, Ramona. Hey, we just lost a couple of people. You can get back in. Go Blue. I'm coming right to you. You know, when I talk about that and all these people losing these massive amount of weight.
Right.
I always think of that song, Bag of Fat.
Ah, Bag of Fat.
That's the most politically incorrect song ever written.
Ah, I forgot about Bag of Fat.
Do you have that song?
I think I have it somewhere. Hang on.
The most politically incorrect song ever written, Bag of Fat. Let's see. Do we have it in the archives?
It takes a little longer to find it than
All right, let me go to Go Blue. We'll see if we have Bag of Fat. If you've never heard the Bag of Fat song. Go Blue.
What's going on,
Go Blue?
Oh, I'm back. Baby.
I'm glad. I thought you went away. I thought you were in the forest with the Florida State fans.
Oh, boy, that's a little topic right there.
Yeah.
But a year ago I was telling you we were sitting at number four, I think number five or number four in the playoffs. All we had to do, like I told you, was beat Ohio State, and it's automatic. And we, you know what I'm saying, we was in. I think we was either four or five or something like that. I can't remember, but that was a year ago. And you remember what I told you? I told you that every time we get to a point where we get to around rank four or around rank number five, then we had to end up playing Ohio State. And I told you I'd rather play them like the third game of the season to get them on out the way.
Oh, yeah, so, that's right. Yeah, actually, you wanted to take them off the schedule completely.
yeah, take them off the schedule completely.
That's one of my favorite calls of all time, when you wanted to actually, you had basically just surrendered, and you just wanted to remove Ohio State from the schedule. That call might have made me laugh harder than almost anything I've heard in like 5 years. I just, it stayed with me for like 2 weeks.
But I tell you, since we sitting at number 14 now, I still want to, play Ohio State, and I still want to beat them. Because not only for Harbaugh, but just for Michigan, period. Because we need to beat Ohio State. Because we hadn't beat them probably in, 20 years?
Yeah.
We just need to beat Ohio State. But
yeah,
the way we playing ball right now, I feel like that we can beat Ohio State. We playing at the big house.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Go Blue. Didn't you feel the same? Didn't you feel the same thing last year?
I did.
And how did that work out for you?
It didn't work out too well. That's why I wanted to change the schedule around.
Yeah, that's right.
Why I wanted to change the schedule around.
Let me ask you a question, seriously. I don't disagree with what you're saying. I think Michigan's playing much better football. I think this is going to be a really big game for Ryan Day. He hasn't coached in a game maybe of this magnitude, and I get all that, and I think you do have a shot. I think this is Ohio State's perhaps most dangerous game remaining on the year in the regular season or in the conference championship game. But having said that, what if it all goes terribly wrong again? What if Ohio State goes to Michigan and I don't know, beats you 45-20?
What do I have to say about that?
Yeah, and how do you feel about Harbaugh under that scenario?
Okay, he hasn't beat Ohio State yet. And if Ohio State come into Ann Arbor and beat us like that, beat us down like that right there, then, Harbaugh going to have to go. I hate to say it, but he's going to have to go. And we're going to try to find somebody that can come in there that can put together a good offense and a good defense to beat Ohio State. First, it's got to be the recruiting. We got to get the recruiting. We got to get the players in there. We got good players now. I'm not taking nothing away from that. We got good players now, but we need more recruiting. We just got to have where we can substitute in and out and keep them fresh. You know what I'm saying? Well,
yeah. I get that, and I don't disagree. But let's go back to that scenario for a second. Let's say Ohio State goes to Michigan and blows you out again. At that point, are you done with Harbaugh, or you want to keep him?
I think I'm done with Harbaugh.
All right, if you're done with Harbaugh,
all the opportunity in the world you're beating everybody else, but that's the one game that you got to win, Walt.
I agree. All right, but let's say, if under that scenario you're done with Harbaugh, who do you get?
Now that right there is a $54,000 question right there. Who's out there that could lead Michigan to that? That's what I want to know. That'll be the next question. Who's good enough to come into Ann Arbor and coach Ann Arbor. And I, you know what? Well, I tell you what. I'm going to put it to you like this. Let's get Urban Meyer. How about that? Bring Urban Meyer to Ann Arbor.
Urban Meyer already said he doesn't, he's not interested in the Michigan job. Now, I don't know if he said that. You know, when I first heard him say that, I thought, well, he's only saying that because, you know, he doesn't want to step on anybody else's toes. That's like a coach's code of conduct. You don't talk about a job that somebody's employed in. But after that, he said he came out openly and said that he wants the Dallas Cowboys job. So I'm not sure he's all that concerned with a coach's code of conduct. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what to read about that.
Well, if he says something about the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, hey, you playing at Jerry's World, Jerry's going to pay you good money anyway. So, you know, that's something to think about right there, because you're going to listen to Jerry no matter what, who you are.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of coach
you are.
Yeah,
no question.
You're going to listen to Jerry now.
Yep. But, hey, if I was the Dallas Cowboys and this thing goes wrong at the end and you wind up looking for a replacement for Jason Garrett, my short list would include these four guys: Dabo Sweeney, Lincoln Riley, Urban Meyer, and Josh McDaniels, the Patriots offensive coordinator.
You think Dabo Sweeney will leave Clemson for that job?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, if I was Jerry Jones, that's who I would call. And Dabo Sweeney's going to listen. Anybody would listen. This is the greatest football job on earth. Let's not get it twisted. Yeah. The greatest football job on earth is the Dallas Cowboys. It just is. And so if that guy calls you and says, you know, look, I'd like to discuss with you the possibility of being the next coach of the Dallas Cowboys, there's nobody on earth who's hanging up the phone.
You go listen. Yeah,
exactly.
That's a dream job. Right.
You may not take it. I mean, you know, Dabo Sweeney has so many great things going on here that he might be the one guy who doesn't take it, but you're at least going to listen.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Yep. Thank you, Go Blue. Well, good to talk to you as always.
Well, you know it. Well, hey, good talking to you, but we got to beat Ohio State. That's just all there is to it.
Yep.
We got to beat them.
I agree.
If we beat them, then Harbaugh's job is safe.
Oh, yeah. You beat Ohio State, and then you give Harbaugh, like, the lifetime extension.
Yeah. He's safe. Yeah. And you're taking Ohio State out of the equation of being in the playoffs, too.
Yep.
So that's another thing to look at.
Thank you, Go Blue. Appreciate the call. It might not eliminate Ohio State.
Do you want to hear Bag of Fat?
Oh, yeah, Bag of Fat. That's just so wrong. That's the most politically incorrect song of all time. Can't you see you're looking like a manatee? I mean, it gets worse from there.
You want to hear that guy yelling, T-Ball?
Not yet. I do want to hear him, but not yet. Let me get to Tim. Tim, how are you?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for getting me in.
Thanks for getting in, Tim.
Hey, 2 days ago I had a lead in of Wild Thing, and then all of a sudden I come on to Bag of Fat, so I don't know if I should hang up or not.
It was unrelated to you, Tim.
Yeah, I hope so. Hey, I'll try to be quick because I know you do have a busy show, as you said. But yesterday I wanted to call in when you had Chris. I think it was Chris, the Georgia homer.
Yeah, Bulldog Chris.
Yeah. So to make a quick reference to what I'm going to talk about, come March Madness on Selection Sunday, if for some reason Duke and Virginia and NC State are all on that bubble, I want to kick them out. I don't care if they get in or not because I'm not an ACC homer. But I will guarantee this, and you can just about mark the tape on this one. I hate that cliche, but it's true. When Georgia loses to LSU in the SEC championship, what do you think's coming next?
It's
going to be about 90 to 95% of the Georgia fans are suddenly going to become Alabama fans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, no, that's
true.
They're
going to want them in. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All of a sudden, well, we didn't make it, but Alabama deserves to go. So I can see that coming. It's just like almost a guarantee. So just wanted to throw that at you, and then I'll do the old hang up and listen.
Thank you, Tim. Yep, no question. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when your SEC team loses, you immediately become fans of a different SEC team. I mean, that's the way it works. It doesn't, you don't have that in other leagues. There's no, you know, there's no chanting of, you know, Big 12, Big 12, Big 12. Yeah, there isn't any of that. The only league you really get that is SEC. And every once in a while you get a little ACC blowback against that. But for the most part, you know, that's an SEC only initiative. You don't see that. You don't see that elsewhere, but look, I am regarding how this thing looks right now. And listen, as I said the other day, there are going to be upsets here. This thing is not going to play out status quo. These games all get more difficult at this time of year, and there will be unforeseen upsets. Perhaps like Stephen P is suggesting, LSU losing it at Ole Miss. I mean, that kind of thing happens at this time of year. You know, something that Mark Childress brought up last night, I had brought it up at one point as well, was that, you know, the one advantage that Clemson is going to have going into any playoff is, you know, over anybody not named Alabama, is coaching, playoff coaching experience. That does matter. How you handle the little things surrounding the game, even more so than necessarily the game itself, how you handle the atmosphere of playoff games, you know, and Clemson has obviously grown accustomed to doing that, and no one handles those situations better than Clemson does. Whereas, you know, any of these other teams that are potentially in this mix this year, with the possible exception of Alabama, if they rebound, have no familiarity with the process. You know, it's like Super Bowl experience. I mean, it helps you to have been there, unless, you know, you're the Buffalo Bills and the Minnesota Vikings, and then it doesn't. But historically speaking, you know, it's still a positive. It's a positive to have been through the process. It certainly isn't a negative, especially when you've had positive experiences. You know, maybe the reason it didn't work for Buffalo or Minnesota because they had no positive experiences in their Super Bowl experiences. Whereas Clemson, on the other hand, has had a lot of positive playoff experience. And I think certainly, you know, if you're looking for an edge with one team versus others, that's certainly an area that Clemson would seemingly have a fairly significant advantage. We'll take a quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Join Mickey live at Chick-fil-A in Clemson this Friday from 6 until 9 a.m. Enjoy your favorite breakfast and get Mickey's unique insight on all the latest football sports action. Head to Chick-fil-A in Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday for the Mickey Plyler Show live.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher and fresh-baked yeast rolls, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the Monterey sandwich loaded with bacon, jack cheese, grilled chicken, and barbecue sauce. Or a juicy New York strip today at Carson Steak Warehouse and Saloon in Anderson.
Hi, this is Gary the Mortgage Expert. Do you know my FHA 30-year mortgage is 3.25%? Here at Rate Saver Mortgage, we have rates that destroy the big banks. If you're buying a home or refinancing, call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. APR equal 4.7%, based on $250,000 loan and 680 credit score. Subject to approval, rates subject to change. Gary, MLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage, MLS number 1847969.
Equal housing lender.
Truck savings continue at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers rest. Listen to this. A 2019 F-150 XLT with two-tone paint and navigation system. MSRP is $50,435. George Coleman Ford has it at $15,000 off for just $35,435. That's savings, people. Never any hidden fees. Just top-rated customer satisfaction for nearly 90 years. George Coleman Ford.
Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Offer good through 1-2-2020.
Diamonds and gold dust. In the South, people get real worked up about football. It's sort of a big deal. And Spinx is celebrating tailgating season with an even bigger deal on our legendary Southern Fried Chicken. Right now, our 12-piece chicken family pack is just $12.99. Make game day prep easier. Just swing by Spinx for everything you need in one convenient stop. From ice and beer to fuel, snacks, and fried chicken with all the fixings.
Spinx, making life easier.
Available at most Spinx locations.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code, so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Hey, Tiger fans, it's the season of giving, so share with friends Clemson Blue Cheese. Made on campus and available in crumbles, wedges, wheels, and dressing, Clemson Blue Cheese is perfect for holiday entertaining, cooking, and recipes, and makes a super gift. Celebrate the holidays with Clemson Blue Cheese. Find it in Ingles Markets, select Bylos, and in specialty food stores across the Carolinas. Ask for Clemson Blue Cheese by name or order it online at clemsonbluecheese.com.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
You know I don't play that.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage, Turner's Jewelers, Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca, the finest jewelry store in the upstate. It's just, I mean, it's just superior, just the way it is. It's privately owned. It's not a chain. Everything to do with jewelry, they do better at Turner's Jewelers. It's enormous. They've designed jewelry forever there in-house every single day. 3D CAD technology. You know, if you can dream it up, they can create it in 8 to 11 days. They'll take you right through the process. You'll approve every step. I mean, it's astonishing what they can do, what they're capable of. I mean, this is who they are. I mean, selection of diamonds. I mean, you know, other people talk about diamonds. Turner's has them. I mean, Turner's has the largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. Again, no one remotely close. Every single price range, every single size. I mean, if it's time to pop the question, there's only one answer, Turner's Jewelers. Watches, again, unparalleled. I mean, just enormous selection of watches, including Manly watches, which you probably can't find other places. Pearls, gemstones, the Pandora store within the store. They have a Pandora store run by two corporately trained Pandora ladies who know the line inside and out. Pandora has been the hottest thing in jewelry for over a decade. It remains so. It's not going away. The word hottest normally implies like a fad or something. That's not what Pandora is. Pandora is going to last forever because, they constantly update the line. Now they have earrings and necklaces and all sorts of stuff. But the charms keep expanding, and they're for life. I mean, they have the new collegiate line of charms at Pandora at Turner's Jewelers. Go see them today. Trust me, you will thank me later. It's Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. You know, on that big game coming up between Houston and Baltimore and Lamar and Deshaun, I mean, I said before, I can't wait to see that game. It is the changing of the guard hasn't fully happened yet, but it is happening. I mean, we have more talented young quarterbacks in this game than we've ever have before. And these two guys are two of the most sensational. And, you know, and they do things in a slightly different manner, but they also have a lot of similarities. And Houston does such a great job, Bill O'Brien and company, of using Deshaun Watson and all these boots and waggle passes. And they put such pressure on defenses when they boot Deshaun. And it's going to be interesting to see how Baltimore tries to deal with that. Meanwhile, obviously, Lamar Jackson poses all sorts of problems, as Jim had mentioned earlier in the show. He's you know, at this point, he seems almost indefensible. In part because I think you can watch him on film and you know what you have to do from a gap integrity soundness standpoint, maintaining rush lanes, containing all these types of things. But I just don't think until you get on the field with him, you fully grasp who and what he is athletically. You know, again, I think you see it on film, you game plan for it, but it's not like you can replicate it. You know, this guy, in my estimation, this is the greatest athlete who has ever played the quarterback position, ever. And so, you know, that's the challenge. And again, what makes these two young men so fascinating is their history together, their shared history, the fact they played in the same league. And again, now they're playing on an even bigger stage, fighting even bigger battles. And both of them are utterly sensational. I mean, if you were to ask me at this point in time, who will be the first young quarterbacks to win Super Bowls of all these guys? And I think a lot of them are going to. But of all these guys, who will be the first? I think it's these two guys and Mahomes. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's one of these two guys. They're just, that's how unbelievably gifted they are and what problems they present for defenses. Again, Houston on the boots and the waggles, Deshaun's ability to extend plays, his clutch gene, his competitive nature, and all these things that Lamar Jackson is capable of, and with his equally competitive nature. And I think that's one of the best things about them both. Both these guys are just so driven to win. So incredibly driven to win. And that's why, I mean, of all the games this weekend, and obviously there's some interesting college games, some important college games, the game I might be most interested in of all is the game between Baltimore and Houston. And by the way, there's some other really interesting NFL games this week, and I want to get to those also. Just to remind you, Roadrageous Moments in History coming up. We'll get to the Carolina Alliance Bank. You pick 'em games today. Tomorrow, I'm at George Coleman Ford with free Papa John's pizza and Clemson's best ice cream, free drinks, all that stuff. George Coleman Ford tomorrow. No excuses. Come on out and see me. I may even give away one of these T-shirts tomorrow. One of the new T-shirts that we just had designed by Bill and Joel. Taking my idea from Twitter and bringing it to life with the Alabama first SEC West first runner up, and on the back the slogan "We play or we rest while you play," and they put a number 2 on them and all that stuff, and you have the elephant head in the front. It's very cool. They took my idea and brought it to life. Now, by the way, if you guys make millions on this, you better cut me in. If these things become the hottest thing like ever, and you guys start selling them left and right, don't forget whose idea it was. Trucker James. James, how are you?
What's going on?
How you doing, James?
I'm doing well, man. It was so beautiful up there today. Them leaves and stuff up in the mountains. Oh, my goodness. Great.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny, James. You know, I know there's a chill out, but like I was just walking out back and it feels sort of good. Feels like football weather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question. I don't know if it's a lot of verbiage. You know, sometimes coaches just say things that to be saying. I was listening at Jimbo Fisher's comments about South Carolina defense. Well, he said up front, he said, that's going to be one of the best defense we ever faced all year. He said, that team is so good up front. He said, they stay on their assignments. And he said, you know, it's hard to run on them. He just kept going on and on. I don't know if you saw the interview.
I did not.
But, you know, And he was just talking about, I said, what team is he talking about? You know, really? Jimbo, what's the old? But anyway, and so, but he kept talking. He said, South Carolina defense is going to be one of the best he faced all year up front. He said, they very good up front, very good. And he said, you know, that they can get out the quarterback pretty good. So I'm going to ask you, if you think Jimbo just talking, just, you know, coaches talk, is South Carolina that good up front?
Well, I think the answer is actually a little bit of both. I think that South Carolina actually is pretty good up front, and I think some of it is coach speak. So I think it's actually a little bit of both. Yeah, James, because, again, look, I think Kinlaw is going to be a round one draft pick. I think he's going to go anywhere from 15 to 25.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere in that range.
Yep.
Right, he's incredibly disruptive. I mean, he's – you want to know who – Right, you want to know who won the Georgia game? He's the guy who won the Georgia game. You know, he was the single most important player on the field that day. He's the guy that Georgia couldn't handle.
Georgia fan don't see it that way, but I went and watched the film. He was in their face. He was in trouble.
Yeah,
he did give them trouble. They said it was a bad game they played, but if somebody in your face, you're gonna have a bad game. You know,
yeah, he's giving people trouble all year. I mean, he's a special player, and I think that defensive front is pretty salty, and I don't really know what A&M is either. I mean, you know, A&M's a double digit favorite in this game, and if you ask me, you know, who I would take, I would have to take A&M, but would I be surprised if South Carolina wins this game? No, because I don't believe in A&M. I don't believe in anything about them, really. I just don't. I think. It's a game that South Carolina, if you play well and if you run the ball successfully on the road, if you balance the offense a little, I think it's a game you can win. Now, if it's like Missouri and you go to Missouri and you rush for 0 yards and you ask, you know, Helinski to throw it 57 times or something, you're not going to win. But I think if
run out the leg of the party's old.
Right. But I think if you get a little bit of balance and you run a little bit against A&M, 150 yards, I think it becomes a game you can win. I think this game will be closer than the spread. I think it's going to be more competitive than people think.
So I can go ahead and put on, I got sunshine on a bright, on a cloudy day.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, James, as always. Appreciate the call. James is, you know, I'm telling you, I'd like to know what it's like to be James. He's always happy.
Always.
Yeah, I don't know many people are always happy. James is always happy. That's a nice way to live. Wish I knew how to do that. Robert, I have to deal with the playoff committee, so it's impossible for me. Robert.
Hey, Walt, how's it going, man?
Good, Robert. I appreciate you getting in.
Hey, looking at this Indiana-Penn State game this weekend, I think yesterday, I don't know if it's changed, but Penn State was a 14.5 point favorite. You look at these numbers, and man, they look a lot like Minnesota and Penn State's numbers looked last week. Now, Minnesota's a better team, and they had a little better numbers, but Indiana's numbers compare very favorably. Now, I know that Indiana lost the quarterback last week, Michael Penix Jr., but I guess I don't know how much you know about them, but Peyton Ramsey, is he the starter?
No, Penix is the starter, but and I know every team. but Ramsey was the starter a year ago, and Ramsey's a talented quarterback. I mean, Ramsey can play. They're a little bit different. You know, Ramsey's more of a pocket passer, and the other guy is more dual threat, but both guys can play. They it's not really a loss when one of them is out. They have two quarterbacks. They're both pretty good.
All right. So what's the deal with Jack Tuttle, who transferred from Utah? You know, this cat's got, you know, fourth or fifth in the pro style coming out of high school, finals of the Elite 11. You know, do you know what's going on with him?
No, he's just not a factor at this point. I don't know what the reasons for it are.
Okay. Yeah, because I think Indiana can, you know, coming off of that Penn State, coming off of that Minnesota loss.
Well,
I think Indiana could, you know, hang with that 14 yeah. and a half.
Well, let me say this. I don't think you're wrong, and the reason is, and I've been espousing this theory for, you know, 20 years in radio, is, again, contrary to popular belief, a team off of their first loss, a team that believes themselves, this is the theory, a team that believes themselves in national title contention that loses a game late that is unexpected, invariably flatlines the next week. They do not rebound. They are still sulking. They are still reliving their loss. This happens every single time. The most recent example that I can think of was when Georgia lost and everybody said to South Carolina and everybody said the next week, oh, they're going to be so angry. They were playing Kentucky. I gave out Kentucky as a road rage guarantee. Georgia didn't even score until the middle of the third quarter. You know, so this happens every single time, and you are not wrong. You are not wrong. If you were going to play that game with the points, you have to take Indiana because they fought. This is like a 90% deal. This happens every single stinking time. If you're going to play that game with the points, you have to take Indiana for that very reason.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, I mean, I don't know if you looked at the numbers, but it's surprising how close Indiana looks to Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't think they're Minnesota, but
no,
I think that
no, they're certainly, and I don't expect them to win. But you know, their numbers compare very favorably now. You know, Ohio State boat raced them, but you know, like I told you last week, that's when I kind of figured out that Ohio State was going to be a jam up team. I mean, they look very complete in dismantling Indiana. In Indiana, you know, they look like they had a pretty decent little team.
They do. They do. Yeah. And so I'm with you, Robert. If you're telling me that you think that game is going to be closer than people expect, I would agree. I think Indiana will hang around in that game. I think it will be close. Right, in man. Fact, I could see it being an even game into the third quarter or something.
Yeah. All right, Bo. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert, as always. Yep, I think you're on to something. Again, it's that same theory. A team off their first loss who believes themselves a national title tender, always flatlines. Ethan and Badger Mike, we get back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens, WCCP FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, we know you're on the lookout for the best Black Friday deals. Well, Engineered Sleep will be running their biggest sale of the year. Their high-quality, locally-made mattresses will be heavily discounted and come with free delivery and setup of every order. The best Black Friday deal, the biggest sale of the year, free delivery. Go visit their showroom on Congaree Road in Greenville or check them out at engineeredsleep.com. Buy local and save big this Black Friday at Engineered Sleep.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Some